Chapter 61. God's People Delivered. God chose to deliver his people at midnight. Suddenly the sun appeared, brighter than ever seen in the past. The moon stood still. The wicked people who had been laughing at God's people and persecuting them were terrified. But the righteous people watched the signs of their deliverance with great joy. Signs and wonders began to happen. Everything in nature suddenly changed. The water in the rivers stopped flowing. Dark, heavy clouds appeared and smashed against one another. But there was one place of glorious brightness in the dark, angry sky. From the bright place, God's voice was heard. God's voice sounded the same as the crashing of ocean waves. God's voice shook the heavens and the earth. The earth trembled with a mighty earthquake. The graves were opened, and Sabbath keepers who had died with faith in the third angel's message were resurrected. This special resurrection allowed these faithful people to hear God's covenant of peace with his people who obeyed his holy law. In this special resurrection, another group of people also were raised to life. These are the people who crucified Jesus and laughed at his dying agonies. Also, the people who fought most violently against God's truth and his people were raised to see Jesus in his glory. These wicked people saw the honor given to Jesus' loyal and obedient people. The sky opened and shut, and the glory from God flashed through the darkness. The mountains shook the same as a plant in the wind. Sharp rocks were scattered everywhere. The sea boiled as a pot and threw stones out upon the land. Then the voice of God was heard from heaven. God announced the day and the hour of Jesus' coming and gave the everlasting covenant to his people. God spoke one sentence, then waited while his words rolled through the earth, sounding the same as thunder. The righteous people stood with their eyes looking upward. The righteous people listened to the words coming from the mouth of God. At the end of each sentence, the righteous people shouted, "Glory! Hallelujah!" The faces of the righteous people were lighted with the glory of God and shone as did the face of Moses when he came down from Sinai. The wicked people could not look at the righteous people because of the glory. A blessing was given to people who had honored God by keeping his Sabbath. God's people gave a mighty shout of victory over the beast and his image. Slaves who loved Jesus were free and happy, but the wicked masters were afraid and confused. They could not understand the words spoken by the voice of God. Then the Jubilee began, giving the land a time to rest. The Second Advent of Christ. Soon appeared a great white cloud. Jesus was sitting on the cloud. When this cloud was first seen far, far away, it appeared very small. The angel told me that the cloud was the sign of Jesus' second coming. As the cloud came closer to the earth, all people saw the excellent glory and majesty of Jesus. Jesus was coming as a mighty conqueror. Thousands upon thousands of holy angels were with Jesus. The angels had bright, shining crowns on their heads. No words can describe the glory of the scene. The cloud of angels came nearer and nearer. Every eye could see the lovely Jesus. No crown of thorns now pierced Jesus' sacred head. This time, Jesus was wearing a crown of glory. Upon Jesus' robe was written the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus' face was as bright as the noonday sun. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet appeared as polished brass. His voice sounded the same as a symphony orchestra. The heavens seemed to be rolled together. The earth trembled. Every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Then the kings of the earth, the rulers and the military chiefs, the rich and the powerful, and all other men, slave and free, hid themselves in caves and under rocks on the mountains. They called out to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the eyes of the one who sits on the throne and from the anger of the Lamb." The terrible day of their anger is here, and who can stand up against it? Revelation 6, verse 15 to 17. Only a short time ago, the wicked people were ready and eager to destroy God's faithful people from the earth. Now the wicked people saw the glory of God shining upon the righteous people. While the wicked people were afraid, they heard the voices of the righteous joyfully saying, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." The First Resurrection. The earth shook mightily as the voice of Jesus called the sleeping righteous people to awake from their graves. The righteous dead answered the call of Jesus and arose, clothed with glorious immortality. With joy they exclaimed, "Death is destroyed, victory is complete." Where, death, is your victory? Where, death, is your power to hurt us? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54-55. Then the living righteous people and the righteous people who had been resurrected united their voices in a long, glad shout of victory. The righteous people who were crippled or diseased when they died arose in immortal health and strength. The living righteous people were instantly changed to perfect health and immortality. Then together, the two groups rose in the air to meet their Lord. Oh, what a glorious meeting! Friends whom death had separated were together again, never to part. The righteous people and Christ went to heaven in a cloud of glory. The cloud of glory looked the same as a chariot made of angels. On each side of the chariot were wings, and beneath the chariot were living wheels made of angels. As the chariot rolled upward, the wheels cried, "Holy," and the wings, as they moved, cried, "Holy." All the redeemed people of earth were in the glory cloud. They sang, "Glory, Alleluia," as the chariot traveled to the holy city.